Hello, and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is the founder of Lion Energy and our dear friend, Frank Davis. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Bando de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker, and welcome everyone to the show today.
Hi there.
This is one of the most important programs that I've ever put on the air.
It really is.
And Frank Davis is the owner and founder of Lion Energy.
Yes.
Davis Distributors and
Optavita
Health. I love your health stuff.
I love it too.
Love your health stuff. And an entrepreneur for over 40 years.
Wow.
He started and built several multi-million dollar companies. Frank has been my friend for almost 100 years.
At least 70. But,
and you've been in this, how long, for 20 years in the World Senior Cup or something, whatever that called?
Actually, 25 years. I just received a little plaque.
You've been a senior for 25 years?
25 years competing.
You can't be a senior for 25 years. How old are you?
76.
Wow.
Oh, my Lord.
Amazing, Frank. Frank takes amazing care.
We have another guest today on the program that I don't want you to miss.
Right.
This may be his last appearance on television. I don't know. I hope not. Because we're going to bring him back once in a while. But he went to be with the Lord. Mm-hmm. Not many months ago, was it, Mondo?
Not many months ago, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Today is a special program, a tribute to our dear friend, Dr. Peter Vincent Pry. Dr. Pry was a man who was a pioneer. He contributed to the education and the world about EMP bomb. And
he was the leading expert, really, in the country about the EMP.
A couple months ago, we learned about the passing of this great and brilliant man, Dr. Peter Vincent Pry. Over his 40 years in his career, Dr. Pry was a distinguished member of the executive branch, of the Office of Intelligence Officer in the CIA. He was a professional staff member of the House Armed Service Committee. Dr. Pry was the executive director of the EMP task force, and he went home prematurely. He's also was with the Homeland Security. At the time of his passing, he was the executive director of the U.S. Nuclear Strategy Forum, a senior fellow of the Center for Security Policy. He was the author of 9 books, including Blackout Wars. Dr. Pry is survived by his wife, Ruth, and his children, Rebecca and Frank. And here's what Mark Levine had to say about my dear friend, Dr. Peter Pry.
Folks, it's totally out of control. And economically, look at California. What used to be the most prosperous, innovative, entrepreneur-friendly state in the country 20 years ago is now moving closer and closer to an economy akin to North Korea. They can't put the lights on at night. They can't drive their electric cars when they want to drive their electric cars. They don't have enough water. In other words, they don't have the basics. And my friend Peter Pry, who unfortunately died a few weeks ago, he warned us. He warned us what happens if the electrical grid goes down. He warned us about enemies attacking the electrical grid. But what about enemies within attacking the electrical grid? That is, putting so much power on that grid, it simply cannot handle it. You'll brownouts and blackouts, automobiles that can't move. And where do we go from there? The government will start saying you can only have certain types of automobiles. It did already. Or how many automobiles you can have. Or how far you can drive. or how long you can charge them up. And eventually, you can't have automobiles. You have to use public transportation. You think I'm wrong? Trust me on this. I'm not wrong. And they'll demand no more single houses in zoned areas out in the suburbs or the extra burbs. They're already doing that at HUD. So you got to live closer and closer, use public transportation where you can be more easily managed. And the whole idea of federalism is destroyed. Look, you have all these states banding together like a confederacy, 13 or 17 of these blue states banding together to ban the combustion engine and automobiles. They don't have a plan for what happens after. So you're going to suffer. You're going to be poorer. You're going to be impoverished. And look at the food situation, the price of food, the emptying of shelves. You have ideologues making these decisions. They don't know how to run an economy. Nobody knows how to run an economy, let alone ideologues. So you have a relative handful of people deciding how we are going to live based on their ideologies, based on their belief systems. Their belief systems becomes reality for you. You have to live under these conditions. This is completely opposite of what this country was intended to be.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Dr. Pryde was a guest on the show many, many times. Mm-hmm. And he was our go-to expert on everything to do with the EMP bomb.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, my body is almost shaking. I know something's going to happen. I know it spiritually, physically, mentally. I've studied this. Mondo studied it. Frank has studied it. Do you believe that the grid could go down?
Oh, we're talking about a 140-year-old system.
That's right.
That is broken.
That's right. And
it's just a matter of time.
It's been pieced together.
And it's been pieced together
for 140 years.
140 years. I mean, we're in a really in dire shape when it really comes.
Why do you think our government hasn't fixed the grid?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Why hasn't our government fixed a lot of things?
Right.
You know, they need fixing, not
that's true.
Before they can fix something else.
That's right.
I have been trying to put this program that I'm doing right now, Mondo, you know.
Yeah.
For months.
Months, mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're overtime. In fact, right now as I'm doing this program, I believe America is on the verge of great calamity. Great things are going to happen. I have a video clip with Dr. Pryde explaining what the EMP bomb is all about. I believe America should prepare. I pray that our leadership will stand up and protect America. Please, let's watch this together, and then we're going to talk about it.
What is going on with Korea? Do you think they would be capable of dropping an EMP bomb over America?
Yes, and it's not just my view, but it's the official view of the Congressional EMP Commission. As recently as October 12th, when I and Dr. Graham, who's the chairman of the EMP Commission, my boss, we delivered our joint testimony to Congress on this, and we warned that North Korea could make an EMP attack, a nuclear EMP attack, by several means. You know, it could be done by ICBM, it could be done by satellite. It isn't widely known, but North Korea has two satellites that pass over the United States and every country in the world. They pass over us regularly, several times a day, at an optimum altitude and trajectory to evade our national missile defenses and place an EMP field over the whole continental United States. Perhaps I should take a moment and just explain to our audience what EMP is.
Yes.
Even though we've been trying for years now to educate people and policymakers on what EMP is, it's amazing how many people still have not heard about it. You know, electromagnetic pulse can be created with a nuclear weapon that's detonated at high altitude, you know, above an altitude of 30 kilometers, basically in outer space. Mm-hmm. And if you detonate it at 300 kilometers high, 300 to 400 kilometers high, which is the altitude at which those North Korean satellites pass over us, the EMP field will cover all 48 contiguous United States, most of Canada, and a good chunk of Mexico.
One bomb?
With one bomb.
My God.
And in effect, what it is is a super energetic radio wave. It's got so much energy in it that it will destroy electronics, collapse the electric grid, stop communications, cause cars to stop, airplanes to crash out of the sky, all kinds of electronic systems would be destroyed. The pulse itself is harmless in its direct effects of people. It'll pass harmlessly through your body like a radio wave. Mm-hmm. But if you're flying in an airplane that's crashing because its electronics have been destroyed from EMP, you're going to die. And, you know, at any given moment, there's 500,000 people being in transit over North America in airlines, liners. There's one example of people who would be immediately threatened by the EMP. In the long run, we estimated that a nationwide blackout resulting from an EMP that could last a year could kill up to 90% of our population from starvation, disease, and societal collapse.
Well, Doctor, that's more than an atomic bomb.
Exactly.
One atomic bomb, when it hits the Earth, will destroy cities, and of course the fallout could be really bad.
Yes.
But to have something that could wipe out, really, you don't say wipe out, I guess, but it's 90% is pretty well a wipeout.
Yes. Our vulnerability is great because of our increased dependence on modern electronics. You know, electronics are everywhere. Mm-hmm. Even our food and water depends directly or indirectly on electronics. And modern electronics are over 1,000,000 times more vulnerable than the electronics of the early 1960s and 1950s. The very thing that has made us such a prosperous and rich country, which is the microelectronics revolution, is also our Achilles heel, because these are, as they get better and better and operate faster and faster at lower and lower levels of voltage, they become more and more vulnerable to the EMP effect. And the North Koreans know this, the Iranians know this, the Chinese, and so they have made it the centerpiece of their plans for a future war against us. And not just the nuclear war. They don't consider EMP to be a nuclear war. They consider it part of cyber warfare. Because you see, when the bomb goes off at high altitude above the atmosphere, the only thing that happens on the ground is the EMP. You know, if you were standing directly beneath that explosion, because it happens in the vacuum of space, you wouldn't hear the explosion. Mm-hmm. There would be no blast effects. There'd be no thermal effects, fires and things of that sort. The only thing that would happen, no radioactive fallout results. The only thing that happens is the EMP, which destroys electronics. But it would be far worse than detonating your classical Hiroshima or Nagasaki type attack with an H-bomb detonated in a city. If you were to set off, for example, an atomic bomb, mm-hmm. you know, in a city, you might kill 200,000 people from the blast effects and the radiation. But if you took that same weapon and detonated at high altitude over the center of the country, you know, it could destroy in a year, end up killing 90% of the population, which is basically, as you described it, wiping out a whole civilization. And this is a new threat, unprecedented in history, unprecedented even for the Cold War.
Wow.
Dr. Peter Vincent Pryor.
Right.
The man who was probably the top voice to warn America.
He was.
If I was the enemies of America, I would have tried to kill this man. He shouldn't have died. He died too early. I don't know what killed him.
Cancer. Uh-huh.
Which is, I think, the devil killed him, because this man was trying to warn America.
Yeah.
And yes, there's a few people left, and I'm going to have them on the show. But I'm trying to tell you people, this can happen any day. Mondo.
Yes.
Iran wants to destroy us.
Absolutely.
North Korea wants to destroy. Little countries that have the EMP bomb.
Yeah.
China has it.
Listen, one of the
Russia
biggest...
Russia has it.
One of the biggest threats that Dr. Pryor wrote in 2021, which is recently, according to this report, is probably more frightening than the EMP alone. Can I read to you some of his writings?
Yeah.
This is all classified information. A lot of these reports are available for you, for the public, if you're willing to research and study for yourself what this man found out about our grid. One of the keys was this report right here from Dr. Vincent Pryor, Executive Director, EMP Task Force on National and Homeland Security. He wrote this June 20th, 2021, and it's titled Blackout Warfare. Listen to these words, write it down, because you're used to hearing
all
EMP.
Everybody listen, because this is new information. We didn't have him on the show since then, so this is from the grave, but this is the last, some of the papers he did.
He wrote about non-nuclear electromagnetic pulse attack on the U.S. electric power grid. Key judgments. If that's not prophetic how he started, mm-hmm. you talk about judgments all the time, key mm-hmm. judgments. Mm-hmm. Non-nuclear electromagnetic pulse weapons, more commonly known as radio frequency weapons, are non-nuclear weapons that use different means, including explosive-driven generators or high-power microwaves, to emit an electromagnetic pulse similar to the E1 HEMP, which is high altitude, from a nuclear weapon, except less energetic, of much shorter radius. Let me go down here. This is so important. Key number two, EMP simulators, which is, again, non-nuclear weapons that can be carried out and operated, listen to this, by one man and used as a non-nuclear electromagnetic pulse weapon that are available commercially. Mm. Number three, this is so important. Dozens of nations reportedly have the weapons or are developing them right now. Some of these are Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, Pakistan, India, oh. Israel, oh. Germany, the United Kingdom, France, Australia, and Switzerland. Non-nuclear EMP weapons as a cutting-edge military technology. Let me stop there because we got a lot to talk about. If this is one of the largest threats that Dr. Vincent Pry will warn you about, it is this non-nuclear electromagnetic pulse weapon that anybody from their home can use right now. It will take you several hours to even realize that you're off the grid.
Oh, my God.
That's how powerful this thing is, and it can be detonated from a mile away. It can just be sitting there, parked in front of the Pentagon, and the whole Pentagon can go dark, and it will take hours for them to even realize they've been hit with a non-nuclear weapon.
And they say 90% of America could die. If an EMP hits.
And that's because of food, that's because of the lack of water, and that's a domino effect of so many
cars
different scenarios.
Cars stop running, airplanes come out of the sky.
Listen.
Do you think our, you know, Frank, Lion Energy has been with us for a long time. It's your company, and it's an amazing company. And you've created amazing products. I have probably five of your generators at my home. I don't have this new one. I want this for Christmas. I'm asking my children to go together, get their piggy banks together, and yeah. get me this new model. But I asked you before, but I'm going to ask you again. Why in the world hasn't our government done something to fix the grid?
That's a good question, as I say. But, you know, we're way behind the curve in energy. We developed the technology that we have here in the U.S.
Yes.
It was exported to China. And now we're waking up and saying, oh, we need to actually Lion Energy. Now, we have funded a new company called American Battery Factory. We are bringing the transfer of technology for the cells.
Yes.
All the cells right now are produced in China.
Yes.
The lithium iron phosphate yes. cells yep. and lithium
That's
battery
the way the
cells
electric cars
are produced in China. And finally, our government's waking up and say, you know, they have what's called the Berry Amendment. The military can't buy those cells from China. Lion Energy, or American Battery Factory, will be the first factory in the United States to produce batteries, cells, for energy storage.
Wow.
There are.
Excellent.
Thank you.
We're going to do mega factories across the, and there's an announcement coming out,
wow.
you know, in a couple of weeks of where we're locating the first factory. It'll be a three gigawatt factory, and then we will make different factories across the country so that all the You know, all the raw materials, everything is produced here. We become energy independent.
Time.
Wow. Yeah. Yes. Amen. That's excellent.
Frank, I'm glad you're my friend. How long have we been friends?
Well, I started coming out here in 2008.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's the beginning of Morningside.
That's, 20,
oh, that's right.
20 years?
24 years? Mm-hmm. No. What is it? 14? 14 years?
2008.
A long
yeah.
time. I know that.
Yeah.
Shake my hands. Thank you for your loyal friendship.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
This man stood with us.
Yes.
You've helped me when I've been down. You helped me when I've been up. When we can't pay your bills, sometimes you just have stayed with me. You helped me do everything to stay in the fight. And, you know, a lot of people pull the rug out as soon as you get in trouble. But a friend loveth at all times. Did you know that's
true.
What the Bible says? And that's what you are. You're a friend that loveth all times.
That's
and
right.
I'm telling you, I have five of your generators in my house. And the other day, I was thinking, my God, something big's about to happen, people. Now listen to me. I know this prophetically. Something big is going to happen in America. I don't know exactly what all it is, but I know something awesome is going to happen. It could be an EMP bomb. I don't know what's going to happen next, but I know our enemies hate us. And I was sitting there thinking, Frank, I don't want to be in the dark with my family and my grandkids will all come over to the house because we have survival food. We have everything because we believe that we should be ready for
That's
what's
right.
coming.
Yeah.
And you have generators at your house, right? You're prepared for anything. And I believe this. And as I was thinking, Lori, I don't want to be in the dark.
Right.
I don't like the dark.
Right.
I'm a lover of the light.
Yeah.
I don't like the dark. I don't want to be in the dark. And it hit me as I looked around my house. I have them tucked away in chests. I have them by the refrigerator. If my refrigerator, I've got one just by my refrigerator so I can keep the refrigerator and freezer going. Is that good?
That's very smart. The beauty about this generator and what I would definitely do is it has what they call a pass-through. So if you plug your refrigerator into that and that into the wall.
Yes.
So right now the wall, the energy is coming from the wall,
mm-hmm.
passing right through that to the refrigerator. But if the power goes out, it immediately kicks on and runs off that.
Yeah.
What happens if there's no gas? I mean, a lot of generators. I have a couple big generators for a whole house at my house. I'm ready for lots of stuff. But what kind of oil do we have?
Propane.
Propane.
Yes.
For our generators.
Yes.
And we have two big generators, one on either side of the house. Now, if the trucks aren't running, I can't get propane.
That's true.
But your generator, mm-hmm. I can keep my house with light. I can keep the pig. I got big televisions. I'm getting older. Lori bought a big screen so I can see better. And you told me I could run the big screen, that they don't take that much power anyway.
No. Anything you can plug into your wall socket at home, you can plug into that generator.
Wow.
Oh, my
God. It's amazing.
You know, it just depends on, I mean, if you plug a stove into it, it's not going to run it for a long time because heat, especially that amount, mm-hmm. takes a lot of energy. So you have to be judicious how you use it. You can plug your fridge, your freezer, your microwave, your lights, your TV, your washing machine, your dryer, even your hair dryer, but I said I would just be a hair dryer.
Takes a lot of power.
Uses 1,500 watts of power.
Yeah.
Whereas your big screen TV may be 200 watts.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, so you're going to want to see what's going on in the world through your television if the TV stations are still on.
Well, listen, just to give you an example, this unit that you're looking at next to me right now is powering the Christmas lights, the table lamp, the fan over there in the corner, the stand-up light, the program TV, the teleprompter that we have over here running the camera, mm-hmm. and the clock that is running, you know, to stay on time. All of that is running through this generator right now. Is that amazing?
It is amazing.
It's been running it for hours.
Yeah, close to 2 hours already.
2 hours to come out of this generator, and all these colored lights here are on it. But most of all, that monitor, Frank, you're watching right there. Is that good color picture?
That's beautiful. Yeah.
That's powerful. Running the monitor that I'm watching. So if that monitor goes out, I'm in the dark. But it's on with the generator. The clock under it, see the time? That keeps me. I got 34 minutes left of the show right there, seeing that clock right there. And then all these Christmas lights.
The table lamp.
These Christmas lights down here. All these lights.
The small TV light right here, the standing up light.
There's another television right there. Yeah. That TV right there, the Jim Baker Show says on it. That's nice. And that's running off this generator.
Mm-hmm.
But how many want to be in the dark? You don't want to be in the dark, do you?
No, not at all. Of course.
This generator is worth getting. I'm worried about you. And I know this. Many people think, I just read an article in the paper against prophets. Right? Yeah. Do you believe in prophecy? Do you believe in the Bible's has
Absolutely.
Prophet?
Absolutely.
I do too. And I'll tell you what, the four horses, the apocalypse, if you ask any prophet, most of them are going to say we're in chapter 6 of Revelation. Mm-hmm. And it tells us there that the second seal where we are right now, that red horse is given power for him to take peace and prosperity from the world, from the earth, and they should kill, butcher, slaughter, maim violently one another. And it was given unto him a great, fearful, exceedingly great, high, large, loud, mighty, sore, afraid, strong, mega sword. They didn't have words for nuclear bomb. I believe this EMP bomb could be this here. In the Greek, this sword means war. Mm-hmm. And I believe they're going to declare war on America. And I believe their small countries have this bomb right now. They have this ability right now.
Yeah.
And when the 9/11, just 9/11 cost $95 billion for America, and it's still...
Yeah.
To get on an airplane, sometimes I get mad at 9/11 just because I have to take off my shoes, and I'm too old to bend over and take off my shoes. Real easy, you know. So, but you got to do all this because of what the and I believe with all my heart, terrorists are working in America right now, and I believe politicians are behind the terrorists. They want to set America back. So, Frank, the solar, we're talking about this solar thing.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that you developed,
mm-hmm.
I love you. I like to say crazy people because to the world, you might be crazy because you insisted, and you helped develop this bag, and you put this. I want you to order this bag when you order a generator today. This is an EMP, what do you call it?
EMP bag.
Faraday bag.
Mm-hmm.
Faraday. I don't know that word very well.
Well, basically, it's just what it's a
Boy, it's
EMP
heavy.
Bag.
It's heavy. What's it made out of?
Well, the exterior is nylon. It's a copper mesh on the inside. And this bag has been tested by the U.S. military, certified. Mm. And so if a lightning bolt or an EMP... So lightning bolt is EMP, but if it hit, it redirects that power to the ground and keeps it safe. And we've tested it against, personally, even though the military, we have simulated a lightning bolt hitting it and with that inside.
Right. This is a military-tested material then?
Military-tested, certified.
So what you do is you put your generator inside of here, so if anything happens, it's still going to operate and work. And you can put a cell phone in there with it. You could put
if
laptop.
If you were to have a generator, you need this to save it from an EMP bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, what is the church doing offering products to save us with the energy? Because we know what's coming.
That's right.
This is the reason I've been talking about this for years. I've been talking about getting ready, what, 20 years, do you think, probably by now?
Yeah.
But God has warned me. I didn't go to prison for a summer camp. I was there to be warned, and I studied the Revelation, and I came out knowing that I had to prepare the church.
Yes, amen.
And that's why I'm going to stay on the air as long as I have breath,
yes.
And people will support us and keep us on the air so I can warn you.
Yes.
We're on the edge of a major event taking place, and I want people to be ready. Mm-hmm. And if they go to our website today,
yes,
which is it on the phone, on TV set?
Our website, that's right. It's jimbakershow.com. So what we've done, I want to make sure that all of our viewers who are watching right now, I want to let you know what we've done is we've partnered with Frank Davis and Lion Energy to work together to bring these special offers to you. And so what that means is when you go to the jimbakershow.com, there's going to be a page there that will help you go directly to Lion Energy's site, and you will be able to customize. We do have a base product. We have the Safari ME Portable Power Station Kit. That is the base unit, which is the More Energy Portable Power Generator, along with the 100-watt solar panel. And then we're including in this offer the 20-foot extension cord that connects with the generator, along with the solar panel to extend it up to 25 feet. Mm-hmm. And then with this special offer here at the Jim Baker Show, Frank, we want to thank you for this. He's throwing in a special offer, a special bonus today for anyone who orders the Safari ME Portable Power Station Kit. We're throwing in, we're going to give a free gift of the Eclipse Charger, and that will charge your cell phone, your earbuds. There's different, this is an amazing product right here that you've just introduced.
Carry that on an airplane?
Yes.
Because I always run out of power in the airplane.
Yeah, this is mine. I brought it with me. This is my watch.
Yes.
I put the watch on, and you'll see it. You'll see that start to charge.
It's amazing.
Yes.
I love
put
this.
You put the earbuds.
Uh-huh.
You'll see that charging.
And
then
your phone.
You lay the phone on.
Right.
And just lay the phone on it. I have to take my
phone off. Yeah. Okay. But lay it on.
You lay it on, and you'll see that charge.
Wow. I heard it go ding.
All three.
I show it on the screen.
And it's wireless.
Let him see it on my camera, man.
Yes.
Huh? At home. Let me see it at home. No, put it all together.
Well, I was trying to do it so they can see it.
It's kind of might need some help.
I need somebody to hold it.
But this is free when you order your generator today.
Yes.
You don't sell those separately, though. I tell you what, I want one of those chargers.
Absolutely. Mondo had one on the road when we were just on the road to California.
The beauty about it.
Can you guys clear it close up or not? Can you see that?
It's too hard to
hold.
It's kind of hard to hold it up. Trust me on this.
Yeah.
The beauty about it.
Edit a shot in there, guys.
This is wireless.
There you go.
So I charge it before I leave home.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't even bring the cord with me.
Really?
Because this will last me 4 or 5 days charging all my devices. You can charge your laptop with it. You can charge, because it's with a cord.
Right.
You can charge your phone separately. You could probably run a small TV off this.
Oh, my goodness, Frank. This is an amazing product.
The TSA's legal limit is 100 watt hours. This is 99.9.
Oh, my.
And so
I didn't have any problems going through TSA.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I had no problems. They don't even check it. They don't make you pull it out.
Yeah, that is excellent. So you're saying you're...
That's a free gift today if you order today. I'm telling you, we didn't really show the generators.
Okay, we haven't talked about it.
Tell us, what do you call this generator? What's the name of it?
Call it the Safari ME.
Safari ME.
Which means
there it is on
energy.
The screen. And it's a price of $2,000?
Yes, that's a price of $2,350.
But listen, it doesn't take gas. It doesn't take fuel. Now, the unit is down below there on the screen.
Yes.
There's another box, on top.
Right.
What is that top unit? That's a bonus unit that you can buy, right?
That is called our expansion battery. So the bottom unit has the brains in it.
Mm-hmm.
It has the battery management system. And it has what's called a peak. So it will peak up to 4,000 watts.
Wow.
In other words, if you had you were doing something that really took a big initial charge, that will handle anything. And then it continuous at 2,000 watt.
Mm-hmm.
And it is about 1,000 watt hours, meaning that let's say you have your TV takes, or let's say your refrigerator takes 100 watts an hour. That would run it for 10 hours.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
Without being recharged.
Mm-hmm.
But you add the battery to it, you add another 2,000 watt hours. So now you have 3,000 watt hours between the two of those.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have a video where a guy has this and he runs his entire cabin.
Yes.
He runs his blender, his microwave, his lights, his TVs. He has them all running at the same time.
And it's off of this
setup
now,
right here.
Here's the good news.
Okay, we're going to show you that.
Frank Davis has connections for financing.
Yes.
So you can finance this because you want to do everything you can to be ready.
That's right.
This is something worth finance. I don't finance anything, but I would finance one of these if my kids don't buy it for me for Christmas.
Yeah, no question. And I mean, it's right on, as they go on the website
and
she talked, that option is right there. And so let's say it's a $3,000 unit, you know, it might cost $80 a month or something like that, you know. So.
And that's why we've partnered together with Lion Energy, because we wanted to make the financing option available to you. Many of you have actually been requesting for this option for many years since we started offering the generators, and now this is available. When you go to the website, jimbakershow.com, it's very easy. You will go directly to Lion Energy. And what I love that we've now done, and thank you, Frank, for doing this, what you are now also doing is you're able to customize the exact package to include the exact items that you want, that you need as well. So you can go up to 6 panels of the 100 watt solar panels. You can add the EMP bag to your package. You could add the 3 light strings. You can customize the package that is right for you and your family. All the items, you can order them directly through the landing page, through the website, jimbakershow.com, or as Frank has mentioned, there is financing available. So you can go there today, check it out, see all the options and the different items. Remember, when you order your package, the base unit, which includes the ME generator, the 100 watt solar panel, the 20 foot extension cord, and Frank is also including the Eclipse that we just showed you. It's a wireless charging system. And that's for a value of $229 that you're going to receive free when you order through the Jim Baker Show today. But I really believe right now, Dad, if we can, I want to show you how this generator works and the different items that you can power when using the Safari ME. Let's watch this together.
All right, so I'm going to try and walk you through as many things that are actually turned on as possible here. Actually, every single outlet in this house is currently powered on. You can see that we do have internet, the TV, the Fire Stick, which is providing, you know, the stuff that's on the TV. We also have my receiver down there for switching things around, and also the amplifier for my Bose 901 speakers up in the corners. We have lots of little gadgets in the house, like this thermometer gauge here, lots of little lamps, and all of my night lights and all that stuff is currently turned on as well. And you can see down here, I do have my phone actually displaying the current used wattage, which is 944 watts at the moment, which means that my refrigerator compressor is working right now at about 400 watts. You can see that the refrigerator is turned on if I wanted to get ice. And then switch over to water. Everything is working completely normally. So you can see it does have electricity. My entire office is connected, my DSLR camera, my 3 LED beauty lights, you know, and video lights and stuff. You can see my laptop is turned on and we are connected to the internet right here. dual monitor setup. It's currently running three different external hard drives. Three external hard drives are being run off that, and this is all sensitive equipment, which I completely trust to the Pure Sine Wave inverter. But as you can see, life is completely normal as far as the electricity is concerned. And this is a lot of stuff, you guys. This is running a lot of individual items. And we're gonna see if we push this guy over the top by using this huge LG microwave. Here we go. The microwave is running. The entire house is still turned on. Let's see how much wattage we're using. Ooh, 2,120. Computer, turn off the outside lights. Computer, turn off the outside lights. There we go. That'll get us down close, right on, right at 2,000 watts. But hey, it didn't click off. We went over 2,000 watts. So we're pushing the full amount of power right now out of this guy, running that microwave, and my entire house. We have cell phones charging, computers going, refrigerators, and the microwave for a 1 minute run. So I think that's pretty darn incredible. You know, my office, LED lights galore. I have two subwoofers down there. We could pretty much do anything that we want to do. I've even run my entire house and then did a load of dishes in the dishwasher on a cycle, which is just crazy. And it handled all of that even when we pushed over our limit, and now we're back down to 400 watts. It's just incredible what this thing can actually run, and run really well for a very long time. And you can recharge it with solar by plugging it in, anything like that. And also, just to show you, this guy is unplugged from the wall, and you have to make sure that you do that before you power your whole house like this. Otherwise, it's going to cause a feedback loop, and it'll affect your, it'll get weird. But that wraps it up, guys. And just to prove to you that everything is running off of this guy, now I'm gonna turn it off. So you can kind of see my whole house here. Here we go, I'm gonna push the button. There goes my entire house. Absolutely everything except the jetpack over in the corner, which runs our Wi-Fi, and that's because it has an internal battery. That's it. This is right in the middle of my living room. We don't have to worry about noxious fumes or gas or oil or leaks or anybody else hearing it. If you're in an off-grid situation and you don't want people to know you have, you know, this kind of thing, it's a lot quieter than a generator, and it's right here in the middle of my living room, and I think that's pretty darn cool.
Wow, that's amazing.
You can't put any regular generator in the house. More people die from generators because they're gas, and they shouldn't put them in the garage even.
Right. And that's the beauty about the technology behind us. It's called lithium iron phosphate. It is the safest.
Now, this guy was running his whole house off this one, this unit right here, sitting here.
ME.
Yeah.
Everything.
Right. Plus,
and he was running it all at the same time. Microwave, fridge, freezer, TV, computer, you know,
it light. Really is incredible when you think about it. Now, in my personal opinion, this is the option to go with if you can. It's the Safari ME, more energy, plus the expansion battery, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I would get this if you could. If you can't, get the basic unit and get started, because later on you could add the extra battery to it. Mm-hmm. But I would get it all if you can. You can get financing for it. If you got any credit at all, you can get financing. Mm-hmm. I want you to get it if you can. I would like you to get extra solar panels. I'm kind of a nut. I put up a couple panels on my roof and hooked it to my generator that's in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. And so I can have a couple on the roof.
Right.
Now you can add six to this unit. What's the difference between six panels and one panel?
Well, each panel is 100 watt.
I see.
So you get six of them, you have 600 watts. So you have 600 watts inputting into that.
Charge
so
it
it's going to charge it six times faster than
oh, six
two
times
in one.
Faster? Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So six of them will charge that in an hour and a half.
Wow.
One will charge it how long, probably?
Well, you divide it by six, and that's where you're going.
All day. It takes it all day then to charge it.
Yeah.
But the next day, but then you have it for the night.
What? See, So if it's an hour and a half, you know, it would, yeah, times it by basically five, it'd be around 8 hours for one.
Yeah.
I have panels in my house, and sometimes, like when I want to use them temporary, I just set them in the living room when the sun comes in the window all day. Is that all right?
Yeah. You can do it that way, or, you know, you can take those panels, because you got a 25-foot extension cord that comes with it.
Mm-hmm. With the panel.
And then,
right.
then each of the panels connect to each other with the cord that's already in the panel itself.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you can daisy chain all of those panels. And you can put them outside, and then you can just move them where the sun goes.
Yeah.
So you get maximum benefit.
Now, we've been running everything here for 3 hours, and my monitor is on this,
teleprompter.
TV monitor. Two monitors.
Yeah, two monitors, the
here.
Teleprompter.
The teleprompter's on here, which is probably running a lot of juice. All the Christmas lights across here are running on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whose idea it was to test it during the show, but it better work because I'll be off the air.
The key
it's
is
working.
This, is low wattage items is going to be the key to running this generator.
Right.
Even low wattage power tools.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, today's world, in our culture, everything is low wattage, from your light bulb to your power tools, everything. So the key is low wattage power tools, items in your home that can be powered by the generator. That's what we just saw in that home, in that cabin, is low wattage items. I mean, a full-size refrigerator today has low wattage that can be run.
Right.
That is going to be the key.
Dr. Price, no longer with us. He is the great expert on EMP. He's tried to beg America to do something about our grid, and they won't do it. Let's watch this clip and hear what Dr. Pry was saying just a couple years ago.
Before the EMP Commission came along, EMP was classified. I mean, it was one of the most deeply, darkly kept secrets by the Department of Defense. Mm. And it's still hard to get the Department of Defense to let things go out unclassified so that people will know about it. That's one of the things we're fighting about right now. We want our reports that we have written to go to the American people and to go to the utilities so they will know how to protect themselves.
Right. Why don't they?
Yeah.
Because they don't. Because they want to keep it a deep, dark secret. And so they want to classify our reports so that nobody outside of the government can read them. And this is one of the things we're fighting with them now. The only reason those people who do know about EMP now mostly know about it because we did get two of our reports unclassified. The 2004 and 2008 reports were published unclassified. It was no mean feat to achieve that. We had a huge battle for a year to get those reports unclassified. Most people don't know, you know, but there were four other reports that we didn't get unclassified. They're still classified, okay? And we're having the same problem. So that's one thing. The EMP threat has been classified for so long, and it comes on the scene so people think it's a new threat, all right? An EMP, because it started in 2004, 2008. It actually took longer than that, you know, because it didn't get a lot of press coverage. People hadn't heard about it. They thought, oh, this is some screwy made-up thing.
Yeah.
It sounds like science fiction. Some people still think it's science fiction.
Mm-hmm.
People who are taken seriously by the press. Jeffrey Lewis is a good example. Here's a political scientist who last year, who was on National Public Radio and laughed at the idea that EMP is of course, he doesn't know anything about EMP or nuclear weapons design, but he's a politically correct scientist who supports Obama administration thinking on things.
Mm-hmm.
And so he gets lots of press coverage and lots of attention. Now, I don't want to be too hard on the Congress, because the fact of the matter is, you know, we are supported overwhelmingly in Congress. And one example I was going to give you, you know, is the Critical Infrastructure Protection Act that passed the House unanimously last December. And it passed the Senate by unanimous consent, too. And we do have a bill, you know, recommended by the EMP Commission, you know, which requires the Department of Homeland Security to start planning and preparing to protect the country from EMP, all right? And that not only that, but they're supposed to educate the states. They're supposed to send out information to governors and state legislatures and educate them on the EMP threat. And they're supposed to offer help to the states and have pilot projects. One of the things we did, we called it the Louisiana Project, you know, where we got a project going where the state of Louisiana would cooperate with the Department of Homeland Security to develop a plan to protect the Louisiana grid. And if this happens, it will be a breakthrough if it actually happens. Mm-hmm. Now that the EMP Commission has been discontinued, I don't know if it will happen or if the Louisiana project will continue. It's not a, what I'm saying that to let you know that it's not an all bad news story. It's not like everybody in Congress. Most people in Congress get it. The overwhelming majority do. Mm-hmm. But the way Congress works now, it doesn't work the way the founders originally intended. I mean, most people don't understand that if you are a lobby, like the electric power industry has all kinds of lobbies. They don't call themselves lobbies. They're not supposed to. They call themselves think tanks. Mm-hmm. You know, like the North American Electric Reliability Corporation or the Electric Power Research Institute or something like that. If these guys lobby, all they have to do is get one person, you know, one chairman on a committee, on the right committee, and they can stop a bill, you know, from ever coming out. You know, after the EMP Commission went out of business back in 2008, we had a bill called the SHIELD Act, all right? And this was a Democrat-controlled Congress, and the Democrats, to their credit, you know, Benny Thompson, Democrat from Mississippi, one of the most liberal members of the Congress, understood the threat and supported passage of the GRID Act, as did a gentleman from California. His name escapes me now, I'm embarrassed to say, but, you know, he was also a very left-wing person. Mm-hmm. But they understood the EMP threat and wanted to try to protect the American people. And so the GRID Act was passed unanimously. Every Republican and every Democrat in the House of Representatives supported it, okay? And it went to the Senate. And then, but the way Congress works now, you know, one senator can put a hold on a bill so that it won't come to a vote. And they don't even have to disclose their identity. Mm-hmm. Somebody in the Senate did that to the GRID Act back in 2010 and stopped it from coming to a vote. And we don't know absolutely, I think I know who did it, but not absolutely positively, because they have anonymity. And they can do that. And one person in the Senate can defy the entire House of Representatives and not even have it come to a vote. Had that GRID Act passed in 2010, it's now 7 years later, we estimated it would have taken, moving at a leisurely pace, a normal kind of pace, that it would have taken 3.5 years to protect the grid. Had the GRID Act passed in 2010, we wouldn't have to be worrying about an EMP attack from North Korea right now.
Mm. Wow.
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 Still warning.
I'm so thrilled that Dr. Pry can be with us through video.
Yes.
His voice goes on.
That's right.
He tried to warn us.
He did.
We made these videos here.
Yes.
And that's what we do. We're here to warn people. We're on high alert right now. What did I tell you today, Nana? Mm-hmm.
Be ready
at any moment.
Yes.
We're going to switch to live television
if
certain things happen, and we're on the brink of them happening. And so we're going to be able to broadcast when the crises are here. So let's keep this ministry on the air. When you order this, part of this goes to support the ministry. But the biggest thing is you're going to have electricity in your house. And that's one of the big food and power.
Yes.
I worry about. I don't want you to be in the dark.
The children
will be so frightened to be in the dark. Mm-hmm. It's going to be wonderful. Do you have any generators in your house?
I absolutely do. John and I, we fell at the same time. We fell as we started seeing things all around us. We said we are responsible to the two children that God has given us. And so we have our Emmy generator. But then after watching the video that we just watched, where that gentleman charged his entire home, I told John, we said we have to be more prepared. We want to get the expansion. And of course, the EMP dad, I think you're warning, and even Peter Pry is warning us to be prepared. This is going to be so critical to have an EMP bag that you will be able to put your generator inside of. It will protect it as well. And so we have those available on the landing page through the Jim Baker Show. If you have a generator and you would like to order today the Lion Energy EMP bag, those are also available individually as well.
This would protect your generator from an EMP bomb. It'll protect anything. It'll protect your computer. You can put your computer down,
laptop down in there.
Any electronic device.
Everything gets fried with EMP, right?
Right.
Cars stop running.
Make sure it's not on when you put it in there, though.
Yeah, don't let it run down. But you can get the bags also
online. I got to get an EMP bag for my Tesla.
For your Tesla.
That's hysterical.
Oh, that's bad.
I just cover it, you know?
That's what you need. If you got a Tesla, you need an EMP bag, yeah, but they don't make them.
They don't.
I don't think they make them for a Tesla.
No.
But they make them for your generators and all. Because it's very, very serious.
Mm-hmm. It is.
The Bible talks about it, I believe, as most prophets do, that we're in the sixth chapter of Revelation right now. Mm-hmm. And we're moving fast. And we're also into chapter seven. So I'll be talking more about that in days to come. Mm-hmm. But here we are in this red horse. And power was given to him that sat therein to take peace and prosperity from the earth. And they should kill, slaughter, maim violently one another. And there was given unto him a great sword, great power, high, loud. How could a sword be loud? Mm-hmm. Mighty, sore, afraid, strong, mega sword. That's the nuclear bomb. That's an EMP bomb. That is this type of thing that could hit at any moment. I heard Donald Trump say this week, he said, we've never used the word nuclear so much.
Yeah, wow.
As we're doing around the world right now, he said, it's not good.
That's right.
It's dangerous.
Yes.
So I believe that we need to be ready.
Yes,
absolutely.
And you need to make sure you have your food storage.
Yes,
and
that's right.
We have the food. If you don't, if you haven't ordered food this month, get it. We have them ready to go now. Mm-hmm. It's a miracle.
Amen.
You can get a bucket of food.
Yes, that's right. They can receive one of the 60 meal prepared pantry buckets for a donation of $225 to the ministry. Shipping and handling is included in that offer. You can call 1-888-988-1588 to order your buckets of food today. Remember to also, as we're talking today, we've partnered with Lion Energy. I want to thank you, Frank, for partnering with our ministry.
Yes.
When you give, when you go to the website and you order your generator, this is also helping us to stay broadcasting the voice of the prophets around the world. But remember, this is exciting. You can now place an order on our website, jimbakershow.com, where you get to choose your generator, add an expansion battery, up to 6 solar panels. You can add the EMP bag. You can customize your order when you go to jimbakershow.com.
I know a lot of people want to prepare now. And I know there's going to be millions of people prepared that watch my show over these years. But I don't want to stand before God and say, why didn't you do more? I'm doing all I can, but you need to do your part. We have to go. Thank Frank Davis for being with us today. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.